Angolan business magnate Isabel dos Santos, once celebrated as Africa's richest woman, has criticized the UK's recent sanctions against her, saying they came without due process or evidence of wrongdoing. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Dos Santos denied allegations of corruption, calling the UK government's move a political decision influenced by Angola's current administration. Last month, the UK froze Dos Santos' assets and imposed a travel ban, describing her as a notorious kleptocrat who allegedly embezzled at least £350 million, $442 million, from Angola during her tenure in state-linked roles. No evidence, no due process. Dos Santos, 51, insisted that she has not been convicted of corruption in any court. There was no inquiry, no investigation, no evidence presented. This is not due process, she said, accusing Angola's government of orchestrating a campaign to tarnish her image. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy announced the sanctions as part of a broader crackdown on dirty money, alleging that Dos Santos systematically abused her positions in state companies to divert public funds. The UK Foreign Office clarified that sanctions under its Global Anti-Corruption Sanctions Regulations can be imposed when there are reasonable grounds to suspect involvement in serious corruption. Individuals can request a review of their designation. A rise to power and allegations of misconduct. Dos Santos is the eldest daughter of Angola's former president José Eduardo dos Santos, who ruled the oil-rich nation from 1979 to 2017. Educated in the UK, she built a sprawling business empire, establishing companies in telecommunications, banking, and other sectors across Angola and Portugal. In 2016, she was controversially appointed to lead Angola's struggling state oil company, Senangal. Critics questioned her qualifications, but Dos Santos argued she had a proven track record of turning around failing businesses. However, serious allegations of corruption emerged from her time at Senangal. Shortly after her father left office, Angola's new president, João Lourenço, dismissed Dos Santos and launched an anti-corruption drive targeting her and her family. In 2019, Angolan authorities froze her assets, and in 2020, the Luanda Leaks expose by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, ICIJ, alleged she embezzled state funds through suspicious deals. Claims of a political vendetta. Dos Santos contends the allegations are politically motivated, accusing Lourenço of betraying her father's legacy. He blames the past for everything, yet he was part of the same ruling party and decision-making processes, she said. She also alleges that the asset freeze in Angola was based on falsified documents, including a passport bearing the signature of late martial artist Bruce Lee. Angolan authorities declined to comment on specific claims but stated any such evidence should be presented in court. Fallout and future prospects. The sanctions have taken a significant toll on Dos Santos' financial standing. Once valued at over $3 billion, her assets are now frozen, barring her from receiving dividends or financial contributions from her businesses. By 2021, Forbes removed her from its billionaire list. The businesswoman has faced personal hardships as well. Her husband died in a diving accident, and she could not attend her father's funeral in 2022 due to the risk of arrest under an Interpol red notice issued at Angola's request. Despite these challenges, Dos Santos remains determined to share her side of the story, saying she hopes to clarify misconceptions. Asked if she might run for president, she left the door open, "To lead is to serve, and I wish to serve Angola, in politics, business, or philanthropy." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.